Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, we are presented by Progressive Insurance. Here on ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, the ESPN app, and ESPN2. 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. Victor Wembanyama was asked to pick his five players to take out the Monstars. Key, let's remember. Good morning, by the way, Key.
Yo, morning.
People mad at you, texting you about your list, about your top five receivers list?
No, not really.
You left Justin Jefferson off? They're mad at you in Minnesota?
Hey, man, you know how it is. Yeah. Can't make everybody happy.
Chris Carter's mad, huh? Let's just think about, where did Chris Carter play that he might... Oh, Minnesota, Justin Jefferson. So...
You can't get it all right all the time, right, Max?
Listen, whoever you're going to leave off, there's going to be some people mad.
Hellified
receivers, right?
We should do a list of 10. If you did a list of 10 and you dropped them to 6, how come he's not at 4? You know, it's like, come on. Seriously?
This is the Mount Rushmore. The reason Mount Rushmore, the whole game of who 4 do you put on Mount Rushmore, the reason that got popular, it's not who's on it. It's who's not on it, right? It's a job in editing.
I love it, though.
Take someone amazing is not going to be. So the idea of the Monstars is that the fate of the Earth is on the line, and you need your Earthling team to beat the Martian team or whatever, the outer space team. And the Monstars can also take the talents of anyone you don't have on your list. So Wembanyama had Steph, MJ, LeBron, Duncan, Shaq. Now, understand, any five you put together is going to look amazing. Of course, these are five of the greatest players ever. But I don't love, if I could have anyone, I think you need a little more shooting than this. So my five, which I believe is better, is I'm playing LeBron at the one, and the reason I'm doing that is because he basically is a point guard. He runs your offense. But also, I want defense at every position, and I want shooting, but I must have LeBron and MJ on the team. The two players I must have MJ one, I must have LeBron two. We can talk about everyone else, but those two dudes are going to be on the team. So I have LeBron running the point, MJ at the two. I have all the passing and scoring I need and all the defense I need. I put KD at the three. It's not that I think KD is one of the top five players ever. It's that he doesn't need the ball, but when he has it, can score effortlessly from anywhere. He's almost 7 feet tall. He's an excellent passer, and he's a great defender.
Max, after I'm looking at the list, I might have to switch Tim Duncan out for Shaq.
I understand. Let me tell you why I'm not. Okay, let me get to there. So KD at the three for that reason. Larry Bird at the four. He sometimes was a four. Gives you lots of rebounding, defense even. One of the greatest passers ever, and shooting. So the shooting I don't have in my backcourt with LeBron and MJ, I have in my frontcourt with Duncan and Bird. Plus, I got size and defense everywhere. And let me tell you why I take Tim Duncan at the five instead of Shaq. I went back and forth between those two and also Hakeem. Duncan gives you the defense. He's a better defender than Shaq, in fact. He's not as big and strong, and Shaq is unstoppable, but Duncan doesn't need to clog up the middle. Duncan can run the floor with you. Duncan is a great... Shaq was a very good passer. Shaq could run the floor.
It depends on what Shaq you're talking about.
Prime Shaq.
Yeah, prime Shaq can run the floor,
too.
You saw him in Orlando with Penny and him running the floor.
But Duncan... Duncan as a defender and as a passer. Also, I don't need to feed Duncan. Shaq, you're going to have to feed. And Duncan's not taking up space the same way. So for this team, you can make a strong case for Shaq. I think on this team, I want two guys...
Yeah, I'm taking a diesel.
I want two guys who don't need the ball, but can do things with it. And that's Duncan and KD. By the way, everyone on this team also defends.
Yeah, but I'm taking a diesel, man. You got to have heavy rim protection.
Yeah, but Duncan could do that. Duncan's a great shot blocker.
I'm not saying he isn't.
You will take advantage of Duncan with a guy like Shaq. That's true, but you can't have everything. And Duncan was a better free throw shooter than Shaq and a better passer and a better defender.
Well, now you're getting into real technical stuff now. Talking about free throws.
Look, I'm not
going to get fouled.
Shaq in his prime could be the answer here. I'm not arguing that. I agree. But when push comes to shove, he and Hakeem, you got to feed them a little more. On this team, I want a guy who I can feed, but I don't need to. And I want passing. because I got MJ on the team and I got, you know, KD and Bird and all that.
Let's see who's mad at you, Max.
Jay in Ohio, you're on KJM. Go ahead, Jay.
What up, Max? What up, Key?
What's happening? You got it.
Oh, man, the hatred got to stop with you with Steph Curry, Max. I've got a couple things to point out, bro. Steph, only thing Keyshawn was trying to say earlier was Steph was hurt in that 2016 series. I act like he wasn't playing on one leg, man. That's for one. Iguodala and Andrew Bogut ain't playing the last two games. Draymond got suspended another game. When it comes to Patrick Mahomes losing that Super Bowl against Brady, you made up a million excuses. No offensive line. Pat was playing on one leg. This and this was happening.
Can I tell you the difference? If you watch the game, hold on, Jay, I hear you. If you watch the game, Mahomes was spectacular. You could see it. There's just, he was running for his life. If you watch the game, one leg or not, Steph threw the ball away. It's a one possession game at home, game seven. This was, Patrick Mahomes wasn't playing in a one possession game.
Steph averaged 27 in that series.
Did you watch the series? Did you watch the series?
He averaged 27 in that
series. Steph wasn't even – if had Golden State won, Draymond was going to be MVP. 100% he's going to be MVP.
It's no hate.
I react, Max, on what I see. It's no hate. It's you're trying to cover up stuff that you don't like.
He averaged 27 in the series on one leg.
Was he going to win MVP or not? No, he wasn't. Draymond was.
Yes, he definitely would
win
MVP.
Draymond was going to win series MVP had they won. 100% he was going to win series MVP, just like Iguodala.
Steph averaged 27 points.
I can't get. Yes. By the way, he always averaged good numbers. He wasn't his normal self. And you cannot, at home, in game seven, in the fourth quarter, on a one possession game.
But he wasn't his normal self, though.
I don't care what you were.
But he was hurt, though, Max.
He was leading the greatest half court offense in history, a 73 win team, at home, game seven. In the final 5 minutes, the entire team didn't score a single point, and he was turning the ball over carelessly. Period.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that the dude's not a big game guy, though, Max.
It turns out he was. It took him some time,
yeah,
but he was.
Because the last 5 minutes of that
of game seven at home?
Well, wait, just because of the last 5 minutes of game seven at home at that particular year, it didn't go their way, doesn't make him not a big game player.
I agree, but there were
other. Okay, so let's. We can
okay, fine, fine,
that.
Fine. Yeah. George in Florida, you're on KJM, ESPN Radio.
George, you got to turn off your radio, homie.
Hello?
Yeah, that didn't even sound like the same guy. What's up, George?
Hey, good morning. I've just been waiting a long time, that's all. Just want to say shout-out to y'all. How y'all having a conversation about the Monstars and a team going to the Monstars without Jay, so to represent Jay. I'm going to get my team real quick so I can get back to work. Between the guards, I'm going to go with Kobe and Mike. And then at the three, I'm going to go with KD. At the four, I'm going to go with Wimby. He's my Monstar. And then the five, I'm going to go with the Joker. Once those five go on the court, everybody, there's nothing else to say.
Wait. Go through your five again. I'm sorry.
It's Kobe.
Yep.
MJ. Mm-hmm. Victor.
KB.
KD. And the Joker.
And Joker. Yep.
Victor. Wemby.
Wemby.
Victor Wembanyama.
Yeah, Wemby. Yamba.
You want to see him play in the NBA a few years maybe first? Or just like this?
Nah.
You're out of your mind if you're putting Wemby on that team right now. Out of your mind. Doesn't matter how good he is as a rookie.
He's got to absorb some of that.
No,
I got him.
No, that's a terrible. George, that's just a Wemby would tell you, not yet. Not yet. Brian in North Carolina, you're on KJM.
Respect, but I think you're – hey, guys, listen, I think you're overthinking this thing a little bit. Hear me out. Key, hear me out. 96 Bulls, Ron Harper, MJ, Scottie Pippen, Luke Longley, Dennis Rodman. They ain't losing to nobody in the universe.
No, it's not true because nowadays the game has evolved and you need more shooting. I know
it depends on when you're talking about, though, too, right, Max?
Yeah. No, but that the five I picked, you can send him to any
Longley. Come on, man, stop.
Come on, stop.
Yeah, that was all MJ. Man, you just here talking now.
But the five I picked, Key, put him in any era. Put him in a defensive era. All five of those dudes play defense. Great defense.
Yeah,
all-time defense.
Nothing's wrong with your list.
You put him in this era, they shoot enough. You put him in any era. They're tough enough.
Shaq and Tim Duncan would have swapped.
I can't. You could take Shaq. Shaq would be fine. I want a little more passing and a little more high post.
I don't need passing.
You know, than low
I got
post.
Passing from three other dudes.
Yep. And I also want some free throw shooting. Not that Duncan was a great free throw shooter, but Shaq was terrible.
No, Shaq wasn't the best. No,
he was 50% free throw shooter. That's Duncan fine, was at least 60-something percent.
We got enough. We got enough ump that we gonna make up for the missed free throws.
And Shaq, people forget, Shaq was a good passer, a real athlete. The whole thing. Brian in Baltimore, you're on KJM ESPN Radio.
Hey, what's up, man? What's up, G?
What's happening?
Hey, how y'all doing, man? Hey, my top five, Max. I'm gonna give you Penny at the one. I'm gonna give you Jordan at the two. I'm gonna give you Duncan at the three. I'm gonna put Akeem at the four, and I'm gonna put Shaq at the five.
It's terrible! You're not gonna shoot enough again. Who'd you have Penny at the one? You said
Penny could run the
Penny
one.
In his prime.
Yeah, but why wouldn't you take Magic at the one in that case?
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, that's
Penny
true
in
too.
His prime, Magic couldn't mess with Penny in his prime. Max, come on,
man, stop. If that was true, you think he would have won a championship it's with like Shaq instead of getting swept?
Arguing with you is it today, huh, Max?
People are out of their minds.
Max argument day. Call in if you want to argue with Max.
You know what else, Key? If the Monstars can take the talent out of anyone you don't have, right? So if you,
I know his list was not good.
But I'm saying the guys I took leaves you with no one at the three. So you're going to have to take Steph and Magic, and then you're probably going to need more.
I wouldn't say no one at the three.
Who?
I got to think through it, though. I
got
to think.
I'm saying I got Bird, KD, and LeBron on the team. So you got to get T-Mac or something?
You took the top three. Yeah, you can grab a T-Mac.
Okay. So now you're going to have a team with Steph, Magic, and probably you need the Joker for the shooting, and now your defense is suspect.
I have to think through it.
Did Key make the worst list in the history of wide receivers? And that's a separate question as to did he make the worst wide receivers list, if that's what the producers meant.
Meaning me personally?
Yeah.
Probably so. I'm not good at anything I do.
888-729-3776.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
From the top five NFL quarterbacks.
Windows my whole career.
Prescott has had a fantastic.
We want to win the Super Bowl.
To the top five NFL fan bases. We're ranking the top of everything in the NFL. This is ESPN Radio.
158, go!
Rank of it. The top five wide receivers.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Max, ESPN Radio. Key?
What's up?
You had a top five wide receivers list in the NFL presently. It made Chris Carter mad, former Minnesota Viking, because you didn't have Justin Jefferson on it. What's your one through five?
Tyreek Hill, one. Devontae Adams, two. Jamar Chase, three. Stephon Diggs, four. And A.J. Brown, five.
So you
somebody's got to get left off the list.
And it's Justin Jefferson.
10,000 damn receivers in the NFL. There's only five that I can put up.
Let me ask you, who would be six?
Probably Justin Jefferson.
Seven.
Seven?
Metcalf?
Yeah, Metcalf.
Yeah, I think that. I think
Metcalf.
I'd have Jefferson fourth or fifth.
I mean, I can't.
I'd have him fifth.
Yep. I can't. There's a couple guys that might have to put injury, right?
Yeah.
Hop missed some time in Arizona, injured, still looking for a team. My nephew injured, you know, coming back in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. Cooper
Waddle's
Cup
still on the way up.
Injured. Waddle's still on the way up.
Mm-hmm. Debo, a kind of hybrid
player. I could put T. Higgins in there for my money. Mm-hmm. That's me. Mm-hmm. That's what I like. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I did this list on this just in a couple weeks ago. I think I had Chase 1, Tyreek 2, Devontae Adams 3, Justin Jefferson 4, and Stephon Diggs 5.
See, people like Tyler Lockett, I like that. Mm-hmm. That's good stuff.
Right.
Some people think I would be crazy, but they don't understand what they're looking at.
You're putting together a football team in your mind.
Man, Tyler Lockett can play. He can go. Mm-hmm. He may not have 1,500 yards because of the system that he's in, but the dude is consistent.
Metcalf or Lockett?
Every single year. I like Metcalf over Lockett because of the size.
And you like Jamar Chase over T. Higgins, but you like both. Oh, you Chase?
I like what Higgins is doing.
See, to me, a lot of that.
I like what he does in Cincinnati. I've always liked him. He is a physical dude, where in Clemson, his physicality at times was taken away from him. He didn't show it, but in the pros, he's showing physicality, all of that.
One thing I'll say about Jamar Chase that tells me a lot, think of Justin Jefferson. A lot of people have him number one. They were on the same team.
Yeah.
And Jamar Chase was the one, right?
I understand.
Now he's on a team with Higgins. Guy like Keyshawn Johnson sits here going, Higgins to me is top 6-7. Jamar Chase is on the same team with him. Chase is the one.
Man,
Chase is the one almost no matter who you put him with.
T. Higgins is out there eating, man.
If Jamar Chase is on the same
team. He takes advantage of the people that you put on him.
If Jamar Chase, who would be a one over Jamar Chase on the same team?
Who would they want the offense to go through over Jamar?
Yeah.
Probably Tyreek Hill.
Devontae
Adams.
Nah, I'm running it through Jamar, man.
Nah, but see, it just depends on what you're – they all can do similar things.
What's the system? What are you looking for?
Yeah,
the
whole thing.
Who
absolutely.
Else you got?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Albert in D.C. wants to comment on it, Key. What's up, Albert?
Albert, you got to turn down your radio, though, doggy. Albert, you have to turn off your radio.
Oh, my fault. Let me turn it down. My bad. my top five.
Man, Albert.
Right, there you go. All right, so my apologies, y'all. I was pouring coffee at the moment. Mm-hmm. But so here's my top five wide receivers. So my top three can be in any order, in my opinion. So I like the top three to be A.J. Brown, Justin Jefferson, or the guy from Miami, Tyreek Hill. My fourth wide receiver going to be Cooper Kupp. My fifth wide receiver would be probably DeAndre Hopkins, probably. But that's who I like.
Well, a couple of years ago, that would have been a really good list. You know, if you go back to 2021, that's a hellified list.
Yeah, you got a couple dudes with injuries on that list.
Yeah.
Missed some time, you know, stuff like that.
Will in North Carolina wants to talk about the Monstars, Key, the team to beat the Monstars. Go ahead, Will.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's happening?
So, I understand the caller who called in and was talking about the Monstars can take the talent of anybody, but haven't they already taken the talent of five guys?
Wait, say it again?
I don't understand what he's saying.
Yeah.
In the movie, haven't they already taken the talent of five of the NBA's best?
Yeah, but we're picking first here, so they can take what's left over now, you see?
Yeah, we're picking first, and they can have all the leftovers. They got to figure out, we pick our five, and then they got to come and pick their five of the 200 guys that's left.
All right, so we're just playing a random bunch of aliens.
Well, I like my team 1-4, Key. The question is the five. I have Dunk in there right now, but I have to admit, when I've
Shaq.
Done this list, I have rotated at various times between Duncan, Shaq, and Hakeem. I'm thinking about the way a team functions, and I want guys like KD. I need another guy like that who is gonna be okay if he doesn't get the ball. He could do something with it, but if he doesn't get it, it's okay. He'll do other things. Because I got Jordan and LeBron are going to dominate the ball, right? And then so like Bird, Duncan, KD, they can pass, they can defend, they can score, they can shoot. Daniel in Texas, you're on KJM. Daniel in Texas, you're on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Down here in Texas.
Trey in Maryland. You're on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Yeah, Max, what's up with you? What's going on with you, Key?
What's happening?
First of all, I'd like to agree with you, Key, on your wide receivers, man. I see where you at and what you're doing. I appreciate that. But with that basketball, I thought about it. I'm going to go with Magic number one, Kobe number two, Jordan number three, and I got to have KD, and then I got to have Shaq. I got my three on the wing.
So wait, who are the first three?
Yeah, I got my three
Jordan,
on the wing.
Who else? LeBron?
Jordan, Kobe.
Jordan, Kobe.
Yeah, how LeBron on this?
Hold on. Jordan, Kobe,
no, I ain't got
KD.
LeBron, no.
Jordan, Kobe, KD, and who else?
Shaq.
I got KD, and I got Shaq as my center. And I got Reggie Miller coming off the bench.
I think you need more shooting. You can't have it. You don't have a six man.
I'm surprised you don't have LeBron on there, though. That's kind of
no,
wild.
No.
But Jordan and Kobe, the only pure shooter. I mean, Jordan and Kobe could shoot, but the only pure shooter you have is KD on the whole team.
How are you going to not have a top three all-time argument?
You got to have LeBron. Come on, let's be realistic.
You don't
let's
like LeBron? Realistic. You just don't like him, huh?
No, LeBron, he really hasn't shown me anything through the years, to be honest.
You really just don't like him. LeBron James could guard all five positions, is one of the greatest passers who ever lived, is one of the greatest athletes who ever lived. What are you talking about?
To me, it's amazing, though, man. It's amazing how people... You just don't like him.
Right.
So you're going to find a reason not to put him on the list.
You know what it is? I hear it on you. You know what it is? You're a Kobe fan, and you resent the fact that LeBron's put ahead Kobe. Right or wrong?
His style of play. See, a lot of people throw Kobe up under the bus.
See? Knew it.
A lot of people forget about Kobe.
Knew it. Kobe's my sixth man on that team, but you don't get six. You get five.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't.
And if I had a sixth man coming off the bench, it's going to be Reggie Miller.
You're
out of your mind. You're out of your mind.
He does not like LeBron. First of all, get it in your thick skull, Max.
The guy that killed me, Kobe is the sixth man on that team to me. But I already got MJ, who's Kobe a little bit better. The guy that kills me not to put on the team is Magic. But since I must have LeBron and MJ on the team, I need a little more shooting. And at center, I don't want to take Jokic because I'm giving up defense. See? So you kind of Magic's the odd man out. I just slide LeBron over to the point guard between him and MJ. We got enough ball
here. Yeah, but LeBron's I get it, all-time assist here and there, blah, blah, blah. But Magic's was different. His was run like a real point guard.
No doubt.
Which is different.
But then LeBron can also defend, and he's a better scorer, and, you know. I mean, between LeBron and Magic, LeBron is a little ahead of Magic.
He doesn't like LeBron, though. That's funny.
Although, I don't know if I have any Lakers on this team. Hang on a second. I may have to put Shaq at the five.
No, you don't have any Lakers.
I might put Shaq at the five for that reason. I might agree with you about Shaq. One major rule has been changed in the NFL. We're going to talk about it next. KJM.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small, and when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Which five players would you take to take down the Monstars? 888-729-3776. Any five in history. Meantime, right now, NFL Executive President of Communications, Public Affairs, and Policy, Jeff Miller joins the show. Good morning, Jeff. Jeff? There he is.
Can you hear me?
Gotcha. Great. Gotcha. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
So the six key rules of the gambling policy that the league officials are going to emphasize this year is out. Why was the decision made to refocus the rules about gambling right now?
Well, these rules have existed for a long time. The two primary rules, which are don't bet on the NFL, don't bet a dollar, don't make a prop bet, don't bet on a game, yours or anybody else's or the draft, anything related to the NFL. And secondly, don't bet at work. Those have been around for a very long time. What's changed is the legal landscape. In 2018, 5 years ago, the Supreme Court overturned the prohibition on sports gambling. And since that time, 39 states have made it legal. And as a result, you know, it's much more available to people than it used to be. The advent of an app on your phone makes it even more available, just the touch of a screen, and you can make a bet. So part of our effort here is to make sure that everybody associated with the game, coaches, players, club personnel, league personnel, many, many, many hundreds or thousands of people are aware of the rules all the time so they don't make a mistake when it comes to gambling around the NFL, given how much has changed around sports gambling in just the last few years.
You know, Jeff, I certainly understand not betting on the league in which you play in or in not obviously betting on your team and things of that nature. I totally get it at the team facility, things like that. But what I'm having a hard time understanding is betting on other sports if you decide you're sitting in your hotel room for 12 hours waiting on the game to come and the Boston Celtics are playing against Toronto Raptors and you want to place a bet on basketball, which is not in your league at all, but it's at the hotel. Like, why is that any different than being at home in placing that bet?
Well, you know, it's a good question. It's one that we get from time to time when we go around talking to the players. There's a difference between activities you can do at work and those you can do when you're off the clock. And if you're on a work trip, you're working. If you're at the facility, you're working. And when you're at home, you're at home. And we all know there's plenty of rules that govern the workplace, the things that we cannot do when we're at work, that we can do when we're at home, and gambling is one of them. These rules were made, the specific one you mentioned, Keyshawn, was made in discussions with Players Association around the contours of what we wanted to permit or not permit. And in this case, some of the things that you're prohibited to do at work, you can do at home, and we just need to make sure that the players and others are aware of what those rules are so they don't make a mistake inadvertently.
So when you look at it again, Jeff, you know, don't enter a sports book at all during the season, right? Don't go into casinos and sports books or whatnot during the season. I mean, again, if you are not at a team facility or traveling with the team at the hotel and you're not at the on clock, let's say it's bye week, and you decided you were going to go to Vegas and relax and you wanted to bet on hockey or whatever, baseball, whatever. How is that? Obviously, that's still illegal and against the rules.
Yeah, the rules are very clear and shared with the players around what they can do and what they can't do. Same is true with the coaches, with club personnel, league personnel, what's permissible, when it's permissible, and when it's not. And there's a difference between what you're doing when you're working and what you're doing when you're not working. What you're doing when the season is going on, and therefore what you're allowed to do when the season isn't. And we want to make sure that everybody has an opportunity, not just to revisit the rules, given the heightened awareness around sports gambling and the heightened availability around sports gambling, but also that they can ask questions. They can discuss, debate, ask us, you know, press us as to what the answers should be. And by the way, it's not just the league who's enforcing this. If a player has a question, a coach has a question, if anybody has a question, they have the resources available at the club as well. Their heads of player engagement, their coaches, other front office personnel at the club should be able to answer those things. And it's really straightforward Keyshawn, at the end of the day, what we want players to say is, if I have a doubt, I'm going to ask somebody whether or not this is permissible or not. We don't want somebody stepping into a place where they are not going to like the outcome if they do something that is either mistaken or intentionally in violation of the rules.
Talking to Jeff Miller, NFL Executive Vice President of Communications, Public Affairs, and Policy, about the new emphasis on rules relating to gambling and what players are permitted and not permitted to do. Jeff, I understand the idea of not, for example, placing a bet when you're at a team facility, because especially the player on the team, people want to make sure that the competition is not in some way corrupted, right? But I always ask myself, who is protected by what rule? And it does seem to me that if a player is placing a bet, say, on some other NFL game, who's being protected there, there's no conspiracy to change the outcome of the game he's playing in, but he is potentially trading on insider information, and so who's being protected there is, in fact, the gambler. How much of the emphasis on these rules is to protect that part of the business, which is obviously a big part of the sports economy now?
Yeah, Max, look, you raise, what is in essence the most important part in all of this, which is that the integrity of the game has to come first. It's not just true for the NFL, for any sports league, of course. The belief that the game is played, with the most comprehensive guidance that the integrity is as full and complete as it can possibly be, has been true for the NFL for over 100 years. And so when we talk about the rules governing this, that's where you have to start. Is there anything that would go on? Is there anybody who has any information? Is there somebody who is aware of something that could affect the outcome of the game and is trading upon that or sharing that information in a way that would work to the detriment of the integrity of the sport? That has to be the first question always. And it's for that reason that we end up, I think annually, the number is around 17,000 people are educated around our gambling policies. We all think about coaches or players or officials, and that, of course, is paramount when it comes to the integrity of the game and always will be. But think about all the other people who have access to some amount of information related to the game. I spend a lot of time with the health and safety side of the league. Think about doctors and trainers who may be aware of the severity of an ankle sprain or the likelihood that a player is going to play, or an equipment manager who is cognizant of certain information, or team personnel who happens to be around the players and hears of certain things going on in somebody's life, an injury or otherwise, that could affect that person's ability to perform well or perform at all. So these sorts of things are relevant ultimately to the game. And with the fact that gambling, sports gambling, is now so much more available to people than it used to be, we have to be incredibly concerned, incredibly focused on educating everybody associated with the game, everybody who has any access to any information, to make sure, to your point, that the integrity of the game is never questioned. Jeff, and that's what our role is here.
I understand that perfectly, but what I'm asking is, if a player is betting on another game, that's also verboten, right? That's by the rules. You can't do that.
It
seems to me that there's the integrity of the game on the one hand, but there's also the integrity of the derivative game, which is the gambling, on the other. And it seems to me if a player on a team that's not involved in a contest is betting on that contest, that's not about the integrity of the actual game. That's about the integrity of the gambling, which is also being protected as something that's fair, the way stocks are traded. People shouldn't have some information that others aren't privy to outside the industry. So what I'm asking is, how much of the rules emphasis has to do with protecting this new enormous business around, legitimate business around the game, which is gambling, derivative of the actual competition?
Well, I think the answer to that question, Max, it's a good question. I think the answer to the question goes into the chronology of when these rules have been in place. And not gambling on the NFL, including other games, predates any of this expansion around sports gambling. And so the primary focus has always been any potential inside information that may be known that may affect the other game, whether it's yours or otherwise. Those rules have been in place for decades. And the prohibition on betting on the NFL, whether it's your game or in your example, somebody else's, goes to that. I take the point around gambling growing, people being more aware of it, other vendors participating in this, and people believing that the gambling that they may be doing on the NFL also is done on the level with integrity. But we start with that core kernel first, and those rules have existed for a very long time.
Jeff, real quick, I want to ask you real quick, though, does the sports book, we obviously got the sports book betting. But what about on planes, in hotels, gambling on cards, things of that nature with your teammates?
Well, those rules have existed, Keyshawn, as you know, certainly going back to your day and before that, around a prohibition on gambling when you're at work. And there's lots of reasons for that. Certainly predating sports gambling, you could ask, you know, players, coaches, others who have existed for, who've been around the game for a long time, and how it is that those sort of gambling on cards or other things may lead to certain issues within a team environment. You know, by and large, without sports books and other things, controlling that is going to be at the club level, of course. And managing that is something that the club will need to do. That said, that prohibition on gambling, whether it be, you know, in the facility or when you're on a work trip, that's been in place for a very long time and goes to the integrity of the game overall.
That is Jeff Miller, ladies and gentlemen, NFL Executive Vice President of Communications, Public Affairs, and Policy. Thanks for your time this morning, Jeff.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
So,
well, those rules will be violated.
Right, but his answer to my big question is, what's being protected first and foremost is the integrity of the game, and secondarily, essentially the derivative markets of the game, which are gambling, fantasy football, etc. Yeah. Does Dak Prescott have more pressure on him than any quarterback in the NFL? KJM.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Like, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. People not happy with Key after his top five receivers in the NFL list. No Justin Jefferson. Had Chris Carter bent out of shape, another Minnesota Viking great. Does Dak Prescott, meantime,
I don't know anything about the position, so
have more pressure on him than any quarterback in the NFL, Key?
No, I don't think he does. I think he has pressure, but no more pressure. I mean, he doesn't have more pressure than Josh Allen.
You know, because Josh Allen's on the cover of Madden.
He's on the cover of Madden.
He's supposed to be the next guy.
The top, probably one of the top three preseason MVP candidates.
It seems to me like we're going to be talking about Josh Allen in kind of legendary terms one day.
Just had a little dust up, so to speak, with Stephon Diggs and trying to iron things out from the loss against Cincinnati in the playoffs.
He's usually either favored or among the favorites to win MVP. His team is usually either favored or among the favorites to win the Super Bowl. He is on the cover of Madden. After he has one of the biggest arms ever. He's mobile. He's big. He's strong. He had
they
a shootout
him
with Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs. It's one of the best you've ever seen. So there's this sense that he's up next, but instead, Joe Burrow slid in there, and he's been the one who's been pushing Mahomes. And Jalen Hurts slid in the NFC, and he's the one who got to the Super Bowl and went toe-to-toe with Mahomes. So, yes, there's tremendous pressure on Josh Allen, and I think I agree with you. I'd put maybe him at one. What about Aaron Rodgers?
Aaron Rodgers is in a honeymoon period right now, Max. There's really no pressure for him.
What if they didn't make the playoffs? Isn't that...
It still could happen.
It's such a good division.
They could very well win 10 games and not make the playoffs.
What about the fact that Tom Brady's ghost is haunting him? He gets to the NFC in his first season, gets by Rodgers. And he's on the Bucks, and they win the Super Bowl that first year that he switched teams. Now, Rodgers switched teams, not exactly like the Bucks situation, but still got real a good defense.
Yeah,
good.
Got a good one.
Doesn't the ghost of Tom Brady kind of haunt Rodgers in that
respect? If you want to create it that way and make it sound like that.
I do.
Germ spread it. Meanwhile, Tom Brady's enjoying vacation. He's not even thinking about football right now.
He doesn't have to.
But, yeah, it will come up if that was to take shape. It would certainly come up, oh, see, this is why he's not considered one of the great ones of all times, is because he can't even get his team to the playoffs. Look what Tom Brady did. It would certainly come up.
So Josh Allen, Aaron Rodgers.
But I would say Dak Prescott is right there underneath Josh Allen because of the money. Mm-hmm. He's a Dallas Cowboy. Mm-hmm. He's the quarterback of the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. They haven't gone to win multiple playoff games in a very, very, very long time. So I think that pressure is on him, and people don't think that he's one of the top quarterbacks in the NFL.
Well, let me make the counter-argument. Mike McCarthy, everyone knows Dak Prescott's good. The question is, can he be great, right? But we know he's good. The coach, the jury is out on, I think, the head coach. That's what they got rid of the OC. Now Mike McCarthy's calling the plays. If they don't do if they don't at least win, let's say, two playoff games this year, I think it's Mike McCarthy who will be blamed more than Dak. Yeah. I think there's a chance he loses his job.
Well, Mike McCarthy also took over play calling duty, so right. He increased the pressure on him.
It also tells you that he's starting to walk the plank, so he pushes the OC out. Yeah, that's usually how it happens. Pushes the OC in
push
first.
Push him or kick him.
Right, exactly. So Kellen Moore is now with Justin Herbert in L.A. for the Chargers. But so if they don't do what they're supposed to do and McCarthy gets fired, they're going to bring in a new head coach. Dak's still going to be there. So that's all of this year that Dak gets. Then the first year with the new head coach, people are going to say, if he's not perfect, they're going to say, well, okay, it's the new. I think he has two more years of runway, Dak. But I look at a guy like Russell Wilson. He doesn't have to be great, but if he doesn't show real improvement with Sean Payton year one,
But he will show real improvement.
But there's still pressure there, isn't there?
Yeah, but there is if he looks like he looked this past year. But I'm not betting that he will. I'm betting he's going to look more like early stages of Russell Wilson in Seattle when they were doing well. That's what I bet.
Lamar Jackson just signed a brand new deal, got a new OC, got some receivers for the first time.
There'll be some pressure because of all the things you just said. People will try and create issue for him based on the money, the receivers he's demanding that he's wanted for a long time. They changed the offense for his favor.
Justin Herbert, oh my God, look, guys like me, oh my God, you see that throw, the QBR, all this kind of stuff.
He still has time because it's the Chargers.
But he made it to the playoffs. He had a big lead, and then they collapsed to Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, but he still has
time. Got a new OC in Kellen Moore.
Still has time. Still has time.
See who else I could sell you here. I'm trying to think of who else. Who else is under enormous pressure? Well, how about
Kirk Cousins will be under pressure.
Come on, man. We're talking about a
Super Bowl. No, but he'll be under pressure. He'll be under pressure because he's gotten him to the playoffs. He's done, but he can't.
Deshaun Watson's got to show you that he can get back to being himself. He got 230 guaranteed.
They're going to create the 230 guarantee based on everything that happened with him in the offseason. This is really his first year of playing football since then. I don't got that last year. I don't even count that.
John in West Palm wants to tell us something about flip-flops. You have 45 seconds, John.
All right. Don't cut me off again, Max. So the flip-flop thing. I live in West Palm. I'm less than a mile from the beach, right? I go to the beach all the time. The only times you don't wear flip-flops in the shower at a hotel unless you're at a Motel 6 or you're at the beach getting sand off your feet and you don't want to get them sandy again because it's all sand on the ground or you're locked up. You don't wear flip-flops in the shower. What are you guys talking about at the top of the show?
See, hold on. First of all, no one said you wear it. I said no. Unless you got shower shoes specifically for that, you do it. No one travels with shower shoes. You listeners sometimes, y'all listen to what the hell y'all want to listen to.
I think that sometimes it's not such a bad idea to have a pair of those for the shower in the hotel.
If I'm showering,
I wish I did sometimes.
If I'm showering in the gym or something weird like that, I got shower shoes on.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max. Hey, where's Draymond Green going to land? Wimby had something to say about that. Friedel weighed in on it. 888-SAY-ESPN.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, the podcast.
Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.